wake up with you next to me.
Kid Tone wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
How cool is this? Cape Town is set to become the epicenter of the global breaking scene. It's hosting the highly anticipated Fujifilm Instax Undisputed Masters for the first time on African soil. Could not have asked for better weather. It's going to be held at the V&A Waterfront, folks, tomorrow. You can come down. You can come watch. It is at the iconic waterfront. Tomorrow, the event will bring together the best in breaking, and it promises to be the landmark celebration of both local and international talent. Sure. Free entrance, open to all ages. The event obviously invites everyone to come and experience the electrifying energy of the world of breaking. And ladies and gents, this morning, DJ Renegade and Courtney Paul. Hello!
Wow. In the house.
All the way from the UK, mate.
Oh, man.
All the way from Durban, like way up Johannesburg.
Look at this weather. I mean, isn't Cape Town just showing off for this event tomorrow?
Please stop. I just came from London. It's cold. It's miserable. I haven't seen the sun in 5 days. Yeah. Thank you, guys. I love it here.
Can you feel that Cape Town's ready for this? I mean, because, you know, it's about time that we get this event.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. I mean, Cape Town, South Africa in general.
Yeah.
It's had a good scene for 30 years, so it's nice to bring our event here and to help the scene to grow and develop and exchange.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm happy about that.
And the talent coming through. I mean, you as a judge, I mean, and it was probably the hardest. I mean, people say, oh, you're so lucky. Judging must be the hardest thing ever.
Mate, you lose weight when you judge. It's resource intensive, for sure.
You, Courtney, let me bring you in. How long have you been breaking for?
Too long. I'll come back. I would say I started maybe 15-ish years ago, but really on and off.
Yes.
But officially back, I would say a solid 4 or 5 years now.
Mm.
You know, for us, it's not a linear journey.
Yeah. Fitness, I mean, people have no idea how fit you've got to be, number one. Number two, I mean, injuries. Injuries happen. I mean, you've been, we don't want to jinx you at all, whatever. But I mean, it played a big part in the last 15 years of your career.
100%. I mean, firstly, let me show you this baby. I was on a drip for those who can't see me. It's honestly part of the game. When I think back, my biggest one, probably 2 years ago, broke my foot a month and a half before, like, defending my title for, like, the biggest comp that we have on the continent right now. So it's just part of the game, and you have to figure out how to adapt. When it comes to the physicality, I'm training, you know, 3-4 hours a day. I've got to have an actual strength and conditioning coach. I've got to have a sports therapist. I've got to have this guy who's 100%. Telling me I don't look good. You know what I mean? So we're really figuring out what the system is. We're learning as we go, literally learning on the job. Mm-hmm. But it's an amazing thing to be part of.
You, the circuit as such, How busy in the year? How often do you travel? What does your diary look like?
Oh my gosh. If you asked me that 2 years ago, I would have said, I've got, you know, one comp first half of the year, maybe a friend's birthday party that I'm spending on my head at, you know, in the second half. But ever since Red Bull BC1 introduced the B-girl category, Olympics, you know, gave us a nice 100%. Platform, I'm traveling most of the year, which for me is insane.
That's brilliant.
There's been a comp every 2 months, and I'm going from Japan to Brazil to Cape Town to Morocco. You know, it's besides the physical, the mental, the emotion, where you're getting thrown into the deep end, it's also like, where is my money going? You know, so that's why we need this one with the pounds to come and support us.
Spot on. And for that, I mean, you've come out now. How long are you in town for? Obviously, tomorrow we're going to get everybody out to the waterfront. Mm. And then do you get on the plane and leave?
Sunday already.
That's not fair. You should have spent it.
There's no off-season in this scene at all. Yeah, so there's events every week or sometimes twice a week.
Does it's it very feel? Busy. I look at you. You don't look that old, right? And I see
I'm old, bro. So,
he said that old.
1970.
You look back and you go, 1983 is when it all started for you. And, I mean, you look back now. You've seen it all.
Mate, I never, ever thought I'd still be doing this at 55.
Yeah.
That's long.
You don't look like you're 55.
I know. I look about 52.
48.
3 and a half.
When I shave, I look 49.
But I mean, you've kept it relevant. You've kept it alive, and it's people like yourselves that have made the next generation of breakers. I mean, you can you right here is the knowledge, right here is the custodian of what you're doing to the next generation. And with you, to your point, Courtney, with this exploding as it has, there are so many people, so many youngsters that want to get into it, which makes it harder for you and you, both of you.
May, I'm good. Yeah. I'm out.
He's in a perfect position. I think where I sit, and it's a bit of a catch-22 because I'm sitting in a position where I'm almost, not forced, but I play a role where I'm trying to foster in new talent. I'm teaching workshops. I'm sharing knowledge because I'm in touch with people like this. But then I'm also trying to compete against the same very people that I'm trying to pour knowledge into week after week. So because we haven't had our generations kind of catch up to each other, there's a very big gap. Sure. And I think part of my role is also making sure at the grassroots level that when I'm done, when I'm his age, you know, there's going to be more and more and more people who do this 10 times better than I ever could. Mm.
What does a day like tomorrow look like for you? Are you up early? Do you get much sleep tonight?
It started for me already today. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, so, like we had a conversation about this yesterday. I'm super, I'm a very brute force type of person. If it's physical, no problem.
Yeah.
I need my mind to get in the game as well. I put a lot of pressure on myself. And it doesn't get easier the more you achieve. Suddenly everybody else expects it of me. So I need just a quiet morning. I need to eat really well, make sure I'm feeling relaxed, because at the end of the day I need to still connect with the music. I need to perform. There's a whole other element aside from just performing physically.
Sure.
And if I'm not in a good mood, same as if I'm DJing, if I'm in a bad mood, you're going to hear it. Like, people, nobody's dancing. You know, I'm just playing slow jams. So for me, I think just trying to go into it with the intention of having a good day, remembering, you know, just being grateful for the experience, I think, and making sure I just do what I can, and then I'll be good.
I can't wait. Do you know beforehand what you when you'll be on stage, when you'll be performing tomorrow? Does that happen tomorrow? Is it draw? How does the format
of tomorrow
work?
Qualifiers start at 1, which is open until 5, I think. They close and main event starts at 6. So I could be on stage. I think I'm doing crew battle. So that's a crew prelim with 4 other B-boys, guys from Cape Town, PE. And then I go into the B-girl 1-on-1 prelims, which is there's girls from Germany, Italy,
Reunion,
all over the world,
Angola, South Africa. So it's just such a melting pot, which is incredible. We haven't had that year yet.
Exactly.
It's we're so used to going like, oh, Renegade's gonna be here, you know, like on a local scene, like Cape Town, you know. But now this is a very different kind of energy, and I'm so excited for it because it allows me to test where I'm at. You know, so those 2 prelims happen and then they cut you off and hopefully you go straight into the top 8 at 6 o'clock. So how to keep the energy up throughout the whole day, I don't know, but we're going to make it happen.
It's going to be 30 degrees tomorrow, right?
How
you
much?
Do not want to be 30? Any other place but the V&A waterfront. You want to get down there. DJ Renegade is bringing the vibe. He's bringing the party tomorrow. You're going to be, and bring your kids. My girls are 8 and 9, right? They desperately want to get there early. They want to be like right up the front. They want to see every single move as they unfold on the stage tomorrow. Bring your family. Come and catch the very best in breaking. To both of you, superstars, thanks for bringing this to Cape Town.
Thank you.
And thanks for lighting up our city on especially on a Saturday in the middle of January.
January for me.
Not a January.
Not a January. DJ Renegade, so Courtney Paul.
Let's go. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Every day, Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.